Hidushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kedushin Bavli, Daf Nuntes. We begin at the beginning of the third perek on Daf Lamad Aleph, Amad Aleph in the Yerushalmi, with the Mishnah. Ha'oimer lechaveru tseva kadesh li isha plainis, v'halach v'kit shel atzmai mekudesh l'sheni. If a person said to his friend, go out and be mekadesh a certain woman for me, and the shliach, the friend went, and he was a mekadesh for himself, she is mekudesh to the second person, to the shliach. וכן האימה לאישה, הרי את מקודשת לי לאחר 30 יום, ובאחר וקיד שבסוף 30 יום, מקודשת לשני. And similarly, if a person said to a woman, be mekudeshes to me after 30 days, and another man came during those 30 days and was mekadesha, she is mekudeshes to the second one. Bas Yisrael, le koyen, teichel b'truma, if it was a case of a Yisraelis, the daughter of a Yisrael, who married a koyen, then she may eat truma. מעכשיו לאחר 30 יום, if he said from now and after 30 days, ובאחר וקיד שבסוף 30 יום, and during those 30 days another person came as מקדשה, מקודשת ואינה מקודשת, she is both betrothed and not betrothed, doubtfully מקודשת, ובאס כהן לישראל לא תריכה בתרומה, and therefore if she's the daughter of a כהן who married a Yisrael, she may not eat truma because she might be considered married to that Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Tani הרי זה זורז ונסחר, V'nikne ha-mekach el-eshenag minig v'mayis. The Gemara brings a b'aisa. The second man who actually was mekadesh for himself was zealous and alacritous, and he gained and he acquired her, but he acted in a way of deceit. After Mirs Adin Kane, and this ruling also applies to monetary acquisition. Ha'im lechaveroi tse v'kach li mekach ploini v'halef v'lokhoi la'atzmoi ha'rize zoiz v'nischa v'nikne ha-mekach el-eshenag minig v'mayis. If a person said to his friend, go out and buy me a certain item, and that friend went and acquired it for himself, he also was alacritous and gained, and he acquired it for himself, but he acted in a way of deceit. Rabbi Zeira would curse those who sought their friend wishes to buy a certain item, and they preempted it and bought it themselves. And if Avon said the name of Rabbi Zeira, he would even give a curse if all of the traders would come to an agreement to raise their prices and monopolize, then that would upset Rabbi Zeira. He says that acting in a way that's deceitful, and he would curse such a situation. The Rabbanon applied the Pasuk to such people in Eov, in Perek Vav, in Pasuk Yudalad, by one who holds back his kindness from his friend, he therefore abandoning his fear of Hashem. When the shliach was not appointed in the presence of Edim, if the shliach said that he betrothed her himself, and she said it was to the first man, then the shliach is like one who told a woman that he was mekadesh her and she denied it, and as for her, it's as if she told the first one that he was mekadesh her and he denied it. Amma eni edas chazaka l'sheni. If she didn't know to whom she'd become mekudeshes, then the assumption is that she was mekudeshes to the second one, to the shliach. Huchzak ha-shliach be'edim, hu oimer la'atzmi kedashti, v'hi oimer la'rishon chazaka la'rishon. When the shliach was appointed in the presence of edim, if the shliach said that he was mekudeshes to himself, and she said it was to the first man, she's assumed to be mekudeshes to the first man. Amma eini yodas shnehem noisim get, v'imadzu echad noisim get, v'echad koinis. If she didn't know, they must both give her a get, but if they prefer, one can give her a get, and one can actually carry through with nesuin with her. Now the Gemara, in commenting on the second din of the Mishnah, when a person with mekadesh a woman for after 30 days, the Gemara says, "Defikach im meis hasheni b'sech 30 yoyim, oi gilsha, chalo alei kedushei rishoin la'achash 30 yoyim." If the second one died within 30 days, or if he divorced her, then the first one's kiddushin takes effect after those 30 days. But if he died, the second one died after 30 days, and he did not divorce her, then the first one's kiddushin does not take effect. And this was what was taught by Rabbi Chiya, that any condition of marriage that's fulfilled, even though it was negated later on, she is mekudeshes. And any condition that was negated at the time of Kedushin, even if it was fulfilled later on, she is not Mekudeshes. Amoy b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, harizu oyle lachas shloshim yoyim, umacha v'soich shloshim yoyim, harizu mechura v'ektisha hekdesh. If a person said, behold, this animal should be a korban oyle after 30 days, and he sold the animal within those 30 days, it's sold, and if he was makdish as a different type of korban during those 30 days, it becomes that second type of korban. Chaza v'lakchal v'soich shloshim yoyim, chalalea hekdesh oyle. If he brought it back within 30 days, it becomes an oila, but if he brought it back after 30 days, then it does not become an oila. Because is an oila not like a woman? A mere verbal declaration of hekdesh is viewed as if it was already given over to the treasurer, except for its shearings and its offspring during those 30 days, and the sale during that time should not take effect. The Gemara says, "Madami isha la oila." Now, how can you compare exactly a woman to an oila to say that if a second man died, the first kedushin would not take effect? And the Gemara answers, "V'chi ba ada tipate shemeis hasheni v'havalei ach mekemen jehi zekuka leyibum lechalu alea kedusha arishon." V'chi ba ada answers that if a second man died and he had a brother, because she must now perform yibum or chalitza, the first kedushin cannot take effect. The Gemara asks, "My damya oila isha, how exactly is an oila compared to a woman to say that the hekdesh does not take effect immediately?" Amar Matanya tipater shekdisha lebalas mum kavua. Matanya answers, "He consecrated it. He was mekadeshet after 30 days as an animal with a fixed blemish. Because it was mekudesh only for its value, because it can't be sacrificed. It's no different to a woman, and if he sold it during that time, the sale is valid." Rabun Barchia bar Kami Rabbi Zeira. Rabun Barchia asked Rabbi Zeira against the Amora we mentioned before. Tamanat Amar Amirasa Legavoyak Misirasa Lehedjit, Bahad Amar Hachain. Hekdesh usually is acquired by the treasurer by mere verbal declaration. Here you say that a sale during those 30 days is valid. Amale Rabbi Zeira answered him, Taman Ba'ime Mekvar, Bramhacha Ba'ime Lachashtoshim Yoim. Over there, if he would have makdish it from now, it would be considered acquired by the treasurer. But over here, he said it should be after 30 days. Rabbo said the name of Yochanan, if a person said, behold, this is an oila for 30 days, then for the whole 30 days it is an oila, but afterwards it automatically reverts to being chulin. The Gemara asked, what would be with the did of me'ila of if a person used it for personal use during those 30 days? Would that be the issa of me'ila? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Me'ilasa Beruah. Rabbi Yochanan said there is definitely a prohibition of Me'ila during those 30 days. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Hila, Treyoin Amrin, Me'ilasa Safek. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Hila both said, no, the Issa of Me'ila is doubtful. Harei Mukadeshes Li Shloshim Yoim, Hareizu Mukadeshes. If a person said, behold, you are betrothed to me for 30 days, she is Mukadeshes permanently. The Gemara asked, Ma bein hekdesh and ma bein isha? Why is that different to hekdesh, where we said that automatically it is no longer hekdesh after 30 days, but for a woman it's permanent after the 30 days as well? Matzino hekdesh yotze b'lai pidyon v'lai matzino isha yotze b'lai get. The answer is that we find an item can leave hekdesh without redemption, but a woman cannot leave without a get. And the Gemara asked, Hein ashkachtan hekdesh yotze v'lai pidyon k'reb Shimon, d'reb Shimon amar nechnasim v'lai noisnim. Where do we find an item leaving hekdesh without redemption? It's according to Reb Shimon, which is a Gemara and Maseches Erechin. If a person was makdish his ancestral field and Yovel came along and it was not redeemed, Reb Shimon says that the Kohanim can occupy the field without paying. Am Reb Yosi Berbun tipate divrei hakol b'ste makne. Reb Yosi Berbun answered, this can follow all opinions, not just Reb Shimon, even the Rabbanon as well, because it's referring to a case of a person that acquired a field and was makdish it because it became hektish, but it reverted back to the original owner in Yovel without redemption. Hareizu git ha-shloshim yoim, ein ze get krisis. But if a person said, this is your get for 30 days, it's not a valid get, because a get has to sever their connection here, she's still connected to him for after the 30 days. Amma Rabbi Yitzchak b'Loza, hadadat amma mekudeshes b'shekidsha b'kesev, aval im kidsha b'shtar hayo v'lo limdu kosev kidushin ele megerushin, ma v'gerushin eina megureshes, after kidushin eina mekudeshes. Rabbi Yitzchak b'Loza said, and this law we said, that she's permanently mekudeshes, only applies when he was mekadesha with money. But if he was mekadesha with a document, because we learn the ability to be mekadesha a woman with a document from the case of get, then just as in the case of a get, she would not be divorced, so too, in the case of kiddushin, she would not be mekadesha at all. Rabbi Abo, b'shem Rabbi Yochan, harei zu oila l'achas shloishim, macho b'sar shloishim, einu mechura, hegdisha le'kadja. Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochan, said, if one said, this should be an oila offering after 30 days, if he sold it during that time, the sale is not valid, and if he was makdish it, it does not become mekudosh. If so, what was achieved by saying after 30 days? The answer is to retain for himself its wool and its labor during that time. If one said, detach from this field in order to acquire it for yourself for after 30 days, if he sold it during that time, the sale would not be valid, and if it was makdish it, it would not be mekudosh. If that's the case, then what was achieved by saying after 30 days? L'sha'alei achilas peyos, the answer is to retain for himself its produce during that time. If one said, take this seller coin in order that it should acquire for me your field after 30 days, if he sold it within that time, the sale is not valid. The Gemara asked, why should a field be different to a woman? Because the Mishnah taught earlier that if a second person was Makasha during that time, she's Mukadeshes to the second one. Rather, if he sold it within that time, the sale is valid, as in the case of a woman. If a person said, take this money that it should acquire for me your Eved, your slave, after 30 days, then, Is Tanei Tanei HaRishon B'Yom Uv Yomayim, V'Is Tanei Tanei B'Hasheni B'Yom Uv Yomayim. One Baisa says that if the master beat him and he recovered for 1 or 2 days and then he died, he's not put to death for murder. The second Baisa says that if the second master beat him and he recovered for 1 or 2 days and then he died, he would not be put to death for murder. If Tanai Tanai Zeh V'Zeh Eina B'Yom V'Yomayim. If Tanai Tanai Zeh V'Zeh B'Yom V'Yomayim. A third Baisa says if either master would beat him and he recovered for 1 or 2 days and then he died, that master would be put to death for murder. And the fourth Baisa says if either master beat him and he recovered for 1 or 2 days and then he died, he's not put to death for murder by either master. We now go through these one by one. Mandama Barishon B'Yom Yomayim Umeis Tachas Yodoi. The first price that said that the first master does have the din of Yom Yomayim, that if he recovered for 1 or 2 days and then he died, he would not be put to death for murder. This price learns us in the Pasuk that exempts him because it says in Shmois Chof Aleph in Pasuk Chof, and he died. He dies under his hand, means when the slave is under the master's control, the master is exempt. And over here, he's still under that master's control. And according to the second baisa that said that the second master has this din of Yom Yomayim, that he'll be exempt from murder if you recover for 1 or 2 days, it's because he learns it from the phrase of that pasuk, as he is his property. Meaning the master who actually owns him is exempt, and that's true now for the second master. The fourth b'risa that learns from both phrases that both masters will be exempt is because one master would learn it from meis tachas yodoi, that if he dies under his hand, and the other one learns it from kikas b'hu, that he is his property. And mandama zeva ze eino b'yom yomayim, harishon she'eino kasboi v'asheni eino meis tachas yodei. The third b'risa that learns that the first one is excluded because of the exemption, because he does not own the slave, and the second one is excluded from the exemption because he's not in control of him. The Mishnah taught that if another man betrothed her during those 30 days, if she was a Yisraeli who married a Kohen, she can eat truma. Is Tanai Tani loy teicha b'truma? But we have a bride that says she cannot eat truma. And Rabbi Hila comes to explain, Manda amateicha b'truma kishasheini koyin. Rabbi Hila explains that the Mishnah refers to when the second man was a koyin, and that's why she can eat truma. And the second case, which is a bride that said she cannot eat truma, is refers to when the second man was not a koyin.